Now, a special focus of this course is to look at how we can use visualization to support the retrieval process. It can be retrieval for documents or images, videos, and so on. And here I'm using a diagram from Thomas Mann's PhD thesis, and I think he does a nice job of sort of capturing the different aspects of the retrieval process. It's also related to what you've seen in the Patty Hearst article, where she used a similar breakdown in terms of you formulate a query, then you perform the action, then you look at the results, and then you might refine the query. And so there have been visualization efforts in terms of how can you visualize or help to visualize the formulation of a query. And we've looked there at some examples, let's say for Boolean retrieval and so on, and we'll examine that in a future lecture in more detail. Then once you've submitted the query and you are presented with a series of results, then there's multiple ways that you can visualize those results. And what you've seen here highlighted in red with the red box around is what we're going to be talking about in today's lectures, or this week's lecture. But what I want you to sort of keep in mind is the big picture. So we have the results, and then we have multiple components. We can look at document attributes, something about the specific documents. We can visualize the similarities or relatedness between the different documents. And we can also show ways that these documents are being related. If you're looking at similarities between documents, there are different ways of different methods for doing it. They're referred to sometimes as document networks, or spring-embedded displays, or clustering displays, or self-organizing maps. So for example, clustering and self-organizing maps on some level are doing similar things or using similar technology in order to arrive at the data structures that let you then create these similarity maps.